Welcome to Across Acoustics, the official podcast of the Acoustical Society of America's Publications Office. On this podcast, we will highlight research from our four publications. I'm your host, Kat Setzer, editorial associate for the ASA. Today, we'll be talking to Anders Johansson of the Vehicle Engineering Department at the Royal Institute of Technology in Sweden, whose article, Analysis of Landing Noise from Airbus A321neo Using Long-Term Noise Measurements and Flight Recorded Data, published in the June 2023 issue of JAZZA, and was featured in the AIP publishing Sylite, Noisy Airplanes No More. Thanks for taking the time to speak to me today. Anders, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. So first, tell us a bit about your research background.
So I'm into noise. So the article that I wrote is part of my PhD, so I'm a PhD candidate. And prior to that, I was working with the noise from wind turbines. But then I was more concerned on how you perceive noise from wind turbines. So I was not dealing with physical levels like in this article.
Yeah. So this study is concerned with aircraft noise, specifically in terms of when the aircraft is landing. Can you give us some background on aircraft noise?
So aircraft noise is part of the environmental noise, like road noise or train noise. And that type of noise affects you. It's a long-term effect. So that could have increased the prevalence of heart disease, sleep disturbance, and metabolic outcomes of some sort. So if you're exposed to high levels of this type of noise, your body will be stressed in some sense. And then if you live close to a highway or an airport, that's not good for you.
Okay, yeah. So it makes sense. Like, it's not causing hearing loss or anything like that, but it is just that general day-to-day.
Yeah, for sure. So, I guess if you feel like, okay, this is a bit disturbing, like the kitchen fan in your kitchen or something like that. So it's not like it directly affects your hearing. It's not creating tinnitus. I mean, it could, but then you need to be very close to the aircraft.
Right. That makes sense. So why is landing noise of particular interest to researchers?
So one maybe would think that the departure, because that is the part when the aircraft rev the engines to max, and that is also maybe the most noisiest phase, but the climb rate or the takeoff of the aircraft is very steep. So they leave the ground very quickly. And when you land the aircraft, the landing trajectory, it's much more elongated. So that will cover a larger area and expose more people to noise. So in that sense, it affects more people.
Okay, yeah, got it. So what efforts have been made thus far to reduce landing noise in planes?
Throughout the years, in the beginning with jet engines, they were very noisy. But then they rebuilt the engine, so they had a higher bypass ratio. So the airplanes became quieter. And also they worked on acoustic linings in the engines and improved the aerodynamics of the fuselage. But at the time, also the traffic, the number of airplanes in the air increased. So in some sense, if you look on the yearly average, the noise is still constant in that regard. Yeah, so that's one technical, like with the source, they try to make the aircraft quieter. But then also there is like I've been looking at in this article, procedures, other ways that you can fly quieter. And one way is to try to keep the distance between the ground and the airplane as long as possible. So when you land an airplane, you're coming from cruise altitude, and then there's this intermediate stage, so where you fly in a holding stack at level flight. I mean, so say that you're at 2,500 feet or something like that. That will affect a lot of people when you're flying around, because noise from aircraft at that level will be heard on ground and cause this annoyance that we were talking about before. So instead, if you land from top and descent and just in a straight line, then you will minimize the noise on grounds. So that's one way to do it. The noise that we are concerned in this article is for the last phase of the landing, which is called the final approach. And that is basically a straight line extending out from the runway at a 3-degree angle. and all aircraft landing has to intercept this line. So the trajectory is fixed, so you can't make any turns or avoid certain noise-sensitive areas, for instance. So what I've been trying to explore, is there anything that you can do with the aircraft? Can you change the throttle or the setting of the wings or the deployment of the landing gear to minimize the noise from the aircraft? So is there a way to fly quieter?
Okay, got it. That makes sense. So I guess when you're taking off or flying up high, which for flying up high, it doesn't really matter because you're far away, right?
Yeah.
But this is just kind of like that period when you're know that you have to be close to the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was the goal of this study?
Because we've been seeing that during this phase, more or less the airplanes, they fly in the same way. But we've been seeing that the noise varies like 5 to 10 dB from the mean within this area. Mm-hmm. So what's happening here? Why is some aircraft noisier and why are some others quieter? And can you use this? Is this affected by the aircraft? Is it due to the speed or something else, or the engines, or is it the wind? So that was what we were trying to understand.
Okay. So how did you take measurements of the landing noise?
So we just basically, we had a great big scheme from the beginning that we were going to put out a lot of microphone that would cover all this area. So they were just ordinary microphones that we put out under the approach route.
Okay, that makes sense. Very straightforward. So in your article, you mentioned that you also take into consideration the aircraft configuration as well as meteorological considerations like wind. Can you explain what you were looking for and how you dealt with these factors?
So how we dealt with them? So we all the aircraft parameters are recorded by the what's called the black box in the airplane. And it's called flight recorder data, or FDR data. So we logged that data, and also we logged the meteorological conditions, so what was the temperature and so on, and the wind conditions. And we did this for 1 year, so we had a great variation in different conditions. So then we took the sun level measurements as the what you can call the dependent variable. And then we took all the flight data and the meteorological data as the independent variables. And then we run a regression model that maps the relation between the sound on the ground and these variables.
So how did these parameters end up correlating with landing noise?
So in the end, we saw that it was the speed and the configuration of the aircraft that was determinant of on the noise on ground. So about 70% of the noise variation were explained by these two variables. So it ended up, we couldn't see any big effects from the wind or weather conditions. So I guess the source receiver distance is too short for the sound propagation to be altered by these parameters.
What is suppression? How is that important to your analysis?
Yeah, so when I had run my regression model, I saw some peculiarities in the output. And suppression in regression analysis is that if you add one variable, I can give an example here. So say that you're going to take a math test, and then you could say that the study time is a predictive variable for test. And then you can make linear relationship between these two. But then maybe you can add a third variable, like nervosity for taking a test. And that nervosity can account for some variance in the study time variable. So that it enhances or it removes some unrelated variance from these predictor variables. So we had this in the measurement because we measured the distance between the aircraft and also the speed of the aircraft, and they co-vary. So when these two were in the regression model at the same time, they enhanced each other. So if you compare it to the zero order correlation, I mean, what you expect is that this zero or the correlation when you put in more variables, that will decrease. But when you have suppression, it increases instead.
What would you say are the main takeaways from the study?
I mean, the main takeaway is that the high dependence on aircraft speed and the configuration of the aircraft, that those two parameters are vital for if you want to model or determine the sound on ground.
Were you able to come to any conclusions about how to mitigate landing noise, and if so, what?
So maybe not from this study or the results in this study, but I'm continuing with more data. So the one thing that we found out was that if the pilot could extend the landing gear or deploy the landing gear as late as possible, that would reduce the noise. So depending on the position along the flight path, the aircraft can be louder or quieter. So it could be like this. So if it's loud in the beginning, it may be quieter later on, and vice versa. So there's this trade-off. But from the data that we looked at now, we could see that the most optimal trajectory follows if you extend the landing gear as soon as possible. Because the landing gears are also the component that generate the most noise.
That's really interesting. Well, thank you again for taking the time to speak with me today, Anders. Hopefully the insights you gain from this research will be able to help the reduce noise affecting the communities around airports. And I wish you the best of luck on your future endeavors, including finishing your doctorate. And hopefully we read more about your research in JASA.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for tuning into Across Acoustics. If you would like to hear more interviews from our authors about their research, please subscribe and find us on your preferred podcast platform.